So my current poetry project is entitled or You Are, and it's a meditation on the theological dimensions of the torture scandal of Abu Ghraib in Iraq of 2003. The poems began when I was reading a book by Mark Danner called Torture and Truth, in which he includes the oral testimony of the detained prisoners who were tortured. And I was struck reading them about how powerfully and disturbingly the acts of torture, even though mostly psychological in the case of Abu Ghraib, mostly sort of emotional, how much they struck to the core of the prisoners' subjectivities, how much they were, in some ways, acts of unmaking. And the guards themselves, particularly Grainer, who becomes the character G in the poems, emerges not simply as a kind of a villain, but as an obscene god, a god who's out of control, who's in love with his own possibilities of total control over another human being. Elaine Scarry has an incredible book called The Body in Pain, in which she talks about torture as unmaking, that its ultimate, maybe not goal, but one of its ultimate consequences, one of torture's ultimate consequences, is unmaking, is to essentially deconstruct the self. In other words, torture is often talked about as a way of getting information, but when one looks at the history of torture and how torture is done, it seems more about destroying people. Now, this act of unmaking that torture is in some sense the opposite of what poetry is, at least in its root, poesis, a making. So what I wanted to do is, through this process of taking the texts and kind of erasing aspects of the text, to unmake the testimony in such a way as to make something else, to make a testimony of the testimonies. And in the process, what I began to feel the need to do is actually go back to scripture, go back to Genesis and the creation stories, and the ways in which those stories also tell profound experiences of making and unmaking. So the poem uses both language from the Bible, from Genesis, and from the oral testimonies.